The U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a $2 trillion emergency relief bill. The economic rescue package is the largest ever adopted in the nation's history and was finally passed after days of tense negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. It includes billions in relief for businesses, hospitals, and everyday Americans, including one-time direct payments of up to $1,200 for many adults. The House is expected to approve the measure tomorrow, and the president has already said he will sign it immediately. We spoke with Arizona Senator Martha McSally earlier this week on the show about the negotiations around the bill. So now let's hear from Senator Kyrsten Sinema. I spoke with her shortly before the Senate rallied around the bill yesterday.
There are some major, major items in this package that are important for Arizona. First, we increase the amount of funding for hospitals and healthcare systems up to $150 billion. This is huge, as Arizona systems will soon be overwhelmed. Another very important step is that we've granted $150 billion in a relief fund for state, county, city, and tribal governments. You know, I've been talking with mayors in rural Arizona over the last few days, calling them one by one, and they're already telling me about huge hits that they're taking in their towns because of the virus, including running out of food in their food pantries. So this is really important to get this funding directly out for our rural community. The bill also expands unemployment benefits, including a temporary boost of up to $600 a week for Arizonans who are unemployed. As you know, right now, the cap on unemployment insurance in Arizona is $240 a week. So this adds up to $600 more per week, which allows someone who's been laid off or furloughed to be able to pay their rent and feed their family. The bill also includes cash payments for individuals and families, a one-time cash payment to help them pay their rent, buy medicine, and buy food during these tough times.
So a lot of this was talked about in the bill before the negotiations happened in the Senate this week. What is it that Democrats were pushing for that you wanted to make sure got in before you could support it?
Well, it was very important to increase the amount of funding for hospitals. It's very important that we got this funding for state, local, and tribal governments that was not included in the first round of legislation. And the unemployment insurance benefits are now expanded to 4 months and include a much greater amount for Arizonans. Another part that's really important is the funding that we're providing to small and medium-sized businesses. We've expanded this to ensure that they can get access to loans that are forgivable and tax credits if they keep their employees on the payroll during this tough time. These are major, major steps forward for small and mid-sized businesses. And as we know in Arizona, 94% of all of our businesses are small businesses. Mm-hmm. They desperately need this help. We're hearing from them every single day about the financial stress they're already under.
A press release from your office noted hundreds of thousands of airline jobs were saved in this deal as well. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, as we all know, in Arizona, we are a major hub for both Southwest and American Airlines. Mm-hmm. And so the package that we're voting on this evening will also ensure that these individuals stay on the payroll and earn their paychecks even while folks are choosing not to fly, which, by the way, is a smart choice to protect your health and your safety. But we're going to make sure that those employees are protected, that they keep their health insurance, and that they keep their salaries.
We also spoke with a representative from the hotel industry this week on the show, and they're projecting tens of thousands of jobs lost in that industry in just the coming weeks. This, of course, would be peak tourism season here in Arizona, so the effects of that are vast. Are there provisions in this that might help folks like that?
Yes. Businesses such as hotels will be dramatically and already have been dramatically impacted by the virus. And so those companies, whether they're independently owned or larger owned, also qualify for these loans and these grants through the Small Business Administration, through FEMA. And for some individual, your business assistance will go directly through your local bank. So it's easier for you to get access to these funds than dealing with a cumbersome federal agency.
So all of this has to do with the sort of economic fallout from this virus. But of course, you've also been very outspoken about what you'd like to see local officials do about the virus itself in terms of implementing closures and social distancing. Has enough been done here in the state? Would you like to see more?
Well, there are three counties thus far, as of this moment, in Arizona who do not yet have a documented case of the coronavirus. We know that the case is actually much, much higher than what's reported because of the lack of available testing. And the lack of testing is even more dire in our rural communities. So it would be smart to assume that the virus is spreading throughout the state. And I've been speaking with mayors in those smaller counties about the proactive action they're taking, not waiting for the state government to protect their communities. I have to tell you, I'm incredibly proud and heartened by the proactive work these mayors are doing to protect their small towns and cities across rural Arizona. Right now, as we know, the counties that have been affected, which is all but three counties across the state, do have provisions in place to close down bars and gyms, et cetera, and to keep restaurants down to delivery, takeout, and drive-through. Mm-hmm. I do hear a lot of reports about businesses that are choosing not to comply. There are some gyms that are still open in Phoenix, for instance. And I just want to share with them a message about how important it is that each and every one of us as American citizens do our part to slow the spread of this virus so that we lose fewer lives in the coming days and weeks. It is all of our duty to do our part. And right now, doing your part means following the CDC guidelines of staying home, working from home if you can, only going out for things that are essential that you need to do, and importantly, not gathering in groups of 10 or more. That's how the virus spreads the fastest. So that's my message to folks, is to do this for yourself, your family, your neighbors. All of us need to do our part.
I wanted to ask you a question also about the lack of testing, particularly here in Arizona. Only, I think, a couple hundred people have been tested here. I wonder, are there any ways in which we can get more tests in the state? And do you think that's an important part of the solution?
It's an incredibly important part of the solution. We've seen in other countries that were able to bend down the curve of the virus spreading, like South Korea, did so with aggressive testing. Right now in the United States, our testing is behind the curve, and in Arizona, we're well behind. Now, the good news is that private partners are stepping up to help fill this gap that the state was not able to fill. And so Banner Healthcare has four mobile testing sites in Pima and Maricopa County. We've also got great news that the University of Arizona is producing kits en masse and getting those kits to places around the state where they're most needed. But we need more folks to help step up in both the production and the distribution of these kits so we can test more people. The best way to ensure that people are getting good care and not spreading the virus is to have adequate testing.
Senator Sinema, last question for you. Just from your point of view in Washington, as you're sort of watching this play out on a broad scale, how do you see us as a state, as a country, as a community getting through this? I mean, economically as well as when it comes to these issues of life and death.
Our ability to get through this crisis depends on how well we are able to do two things. One, meet the health needs of the individuals in our state and country who have contracted the virus and need medical care. Number two, to ensure that we're doing what it takes to support our economy, our businesses, and families during this tough time. And it's important we do both of those things together. We've got to manage the healthcare, reduce the spread of the virus, slow the spread, save lives, and get critical funding help to our businesses and our local families as quickly as possible. That's the action we're taking today in the United States Senate, is to get that funding flowing to folks across Arizona. And it's up to our state, all of us together, to help slow the spread of the virus so our hospitals can manage the influx of patients who need care when they contract this virus.
All right. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.